This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and EM room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on MeWe, also on Gab, Parler, and also on Getter and Twitter. Don't forget, at Captain's America on Twitter. And you can check out our website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from the great, great, great panhandle of Florida, not the frozen tundra today. It might be a little chilly, but it's not that cold. It's Frank Savato from UndergroundUSA.com. Yay. All right. They're doing that because they're trying to stay warm.
Well, you know, up here, it's a balmy. We're balmy as compared to last week, so we're okay. We're good.
Well, it's balmy here, too. It's 50 degrees.
Yeah.
So that's balmy.
Yeah, compared to the 30s that we were seeing, and it's some bad weather.
Yes, and let's go ahead and say the pledge. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, a lot of hype right now about Hillary. Hillary is going to be speaking at the New York State Democratic Convention, I believe, next week. A lot of speculation she's going to make a major speech of some sort. What do you think?
I think that her day is past, and I think it's a deflection. They've got to change the news cycle, so everybody's trying to get focused on Hillary Clinton and what she will and won't say. I think she's inconsequential. I think her day is past. I think Valerie Jarrett will never allow her to be the candidate again. And Democrats, if you try to run Hillary for a third time, you're about as stupid as people want to portray you as being. You know, it's just insane. The penchant that the Democrats have, the Democrat Party apparatus, for continuing to run people who have lost elections.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you lose an election, the people are saying, we don't want you. But yet they just keep running people even though they've lost time and time again. Beto O'Rourke, you got Gilliam from Tallahassee, you Hillary Clinton. I mean, how many times do you have to lose before you get the message that they don't want you?
A few.
Yeah, evidently.
Yeah.
You know, Republicans go, I lost. Okay, maybe I wasn't meant to be president of the United States. Hillary looks into the mirror every day like she's at Disney World and goes, who's the fairest of them all? I'm going to be president. Aren't I Magic Mirror? And Magic Mirror goes, well, absolutely. I don't want to die. So.
All right. Let's get going here. I'm going to talk about the Freedom Convoy. Here we go.
Groundbreaker 19, this is your rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Blacktown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
All righty, we got us a convoy, all right. And again, I've heard from the folks up on the Ambassador Bridge again via email. And, of course, that is, I won't call it shutdown, it's moving, but it's moving about, 6 or 7 hours later.
No, consider this a statement. You know, when draconian governments, and I mean, Canada's just as bad as the Biden administration is, when draconian governments don't listen to the people, when the people say, you know what, the jig is up. We understand what you're doing. We don't like it. This has all been a bunch of BS, and it needs to stop. And then you double and triple down in the false narrative just because you want to exert power and control over the people. Consider this a statement. We don't like it. We don't want it. You're going to pay a price.
Mm-hmm.
So, I pro-convoy. Absolutely. And I hope it goes on until these people get the message.
Well, we are on this show for sure. We're supporting the Freedom Convoy, and anything that we can do to help them, we're here to pass their messages along or whatever. Now, I will say this. There was a CNN analyst and a Democratic representative that both talked about slashing the Freedom Convoy truck tires.
Unbelievable.
Hold that thought. More when we come back. Okay. Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website will be right back with me right after these messages coming your way. Don't go nowhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are gonna, and you know, folks, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get their customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up and down the Upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And yes, you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. Now, it starts with Moss Care. It gives you many miles of carefree motoring. It also includes the free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss either. They've got several hundred new and pre-owned vehicles on display right now for you to look at any one of their dealerships. Clean trade-ins? Got them. And boy, are they commanding a great resale price, so you can take advantage and upgrade your ride right now. I know my vehicle is worth 35% more than it was, oh, about 6 months ago. And I'm just sitting there saying, you sure you don't want to sell that? We can give you so on and so forth. Nope, nope, nope. I got my eyes on something, but it's not available yet, so I can't get it. But anyway, clean trade-ins and the price and upgrading your ride and all those things are all available at Moss Nissan. Now, they are the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get a great deal on your vehicle. Don't forget, they have dealerships in Crystal River, the flagship facility where I was at yesterday for the chili cook-off, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura together side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and coming soon to Brooksville with the all-new Moss Nissan store right there on State Route 50. Now, don't forget, they're only 40 minutes north of Tampa. That's Newport Richey. And you can save thousands of dollars on your car purchase because you're going into a county that has a different tax structure. So think about that. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan, whatever it takes. And tell them the captain sent you, because if you go up to Sean and you're interested in buying a vehicle, tell him the captain sent you. He's the guy with the keys to the kingdom. He will save you that money, and you could wind up saving $500. See Sean up there, Newport Richey. Okay, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, is back with us. I want to continue on this this Hillary thing again so we can finish this story once and for all. They are, somebody is really trying to bring her out and throw her into the limelight, and I just don't see it.
Well, of course you don't see it, because it's not there. You know, what better way to take the heat off Joe Biden than to throw somebody else's name in the spotlight so the media feeds on that frenzy?
Yeah.
And the person that would cause as much controversy as could be possible would be Hillary Clinton, because people will be talking like us, going, she's not a candidate.
Yep.
They would be insane to run her right now. You know, not only has she lost twice, people have an extremely bad taste in their mouth about Democrats at the national level. So because she lost twice, and that means she was rejected twice, even in the best of circumstances for Democrats,
mm-hmm.
she would get destroyed this time.
Mm-hmm.
She's polling below Donald Trump, and Donald Trump is still recovering from Orange Man Bad. You know. So Hillary Clinton, you know, I think the headline you said they're rolling out the golden girl.
Yeah.
The Democrats' golden girl.
That's what it says.
The only golden girl thing about her is the fact that she's in the same circles as Maude and all of the other women that were on Golden Girls. She's a golden girl in that respect. Otherwise, she's a two-time loser who ushered in It Takes a Village. And if I'm running a campaign against her, I'm reminding people that the It Takes a Village mentality empowered far less school boards to tell parents that they don't have a say in how their children are educated. How's that going to play out at the polls? Not very well. So this is a deflection. This is a bright, shiny thing to try and take the heat off the Biden administration just a little bit. So they might be able to get something done in their extremely fascist far-left agenda, which is failing and collapsing all the way around right now. So people, don't be distracted by the bright, shiny thing.
Yeah.
Pay attention to what's actually happening.
Yeah. Good point. Very good point. All right, and that's why we have Frank Silvato on the program from UndergroundUSA.com, because having known Frank and spoken with him for a little bit more than 20 years on the radio back and forth, you're spot on 99.9% of the time.
Yeah, and when I'm wrong, it's about Hillary's new hairstyle.
Yeah, the blonde style.
Yeah, and that doesn't come out of a bottle. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm sure. Okay, let's see here. Fred. Fred is agreeing with you. He's saying Hillary's going nowhere fast. I don't know how she secured the invitation to speak at the New York Democratic Party, but your guess is right. Valerie Jarrett will not allow Hillary to advance. Hillary will never receive the blessings of the Obamas or Oprah or the DNC.
Yeah, sure. Her day is gone. She had two shots at the trophy, and she lost. And the last time she ran was the best chance that she had. That was the best chance that she had, and she lost. And the fact that she can't, like just about everybody else, besides Al Gore, accept defeat and become somebody who is an elder in the party and accept that role to try and affect the platform shows a level of narcissism and megalomania that is rarely seen. Like I said, the only other person I've ever seen that has been in such denial was Al Gore. And we saw how he went off the rails after he lost his election.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Democrats, and I'll, to a certain extent, I'm going to say Republicans, too. Let's pivot away from the professional politician for good and start finding statesmen that give a damn about putting the country back on the right track. And that goes from presidential elections through the Senate and into the House.
Mm-hmm.
The people who are just speaking talking points and only serving up what you want to hear every 2 and 4 and 6 years, let's get rid of them. We don't need them. They brought us to this point. We need to purge Washington of the Washington insider and get back to focusing on government over politics instead of politics always manhandling government. That goes for the people on the ballots, and it goes for the people pulling the strings off of K Street. It's time to get back to Americans being for American.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't stress that enough. We're so far away from the Constitution and the Bill of Rights right now. We exist and are operating under a government that is literally, by definition, fascist. And it's not the first time. The first time was the Wilsonian era, back when the Wilson administration was here at the turn of the 20th century. Even Mussolini sent letters praising the Wilson administration for its style of fascism. And these people walked around and wore it as a badge of honor.
Mm-hmm.
They just won't say the word today, but it's the exact same agenda that they have.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get away from the fascists, man. Let's get back to a free country.
Now, Senator Rand Paul came out and said natural immunity being recognized 2 years too late by the CDC, and they did this week. They did an about-face on that, is 2 years too late, and I believe he's right. Look at what happened.
Well, of course he's right. You've had one of the chief architects of the vaccine theory, the vaccine scheme, Dr. Robert Malone come out and say this time and time again from the very beginning. Don't take the vaccine. Natural immunity is the best thing that you've got going here. We haven't vetted it completely yet. It's not wise. And what they do, they tried to demonize the guy into obscurity. Thank God he did not allow that to happen and stood up on his own 2 feet. Now the elections are coming, and all of a sudden governors of blue states are saying, oh, suddenly we don't need any of these restrictions anymore.
What
do you think that is?
All right, you're going to stick around for another segment, so hold on, folks. We'll be right back with more with Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Don't forget, it's all about we the people here in this program, and Kathy is going to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says he's narrowing his list of Supreme Court nominees. He said on NBC He's not trying to pick someone who's polarizing.
I think whomever I pick will get a vote from the Republican side for the following reason. I'm not looking to make an ideological choice here. I'm looking for someone to replace Judge Breyer with the same kind of capacity Judge Breyer had, with an open mind, who understands the Constitution, interprets it in a way that is consistent with the mainstream interpretation of the Constitution.
He says he's narrowed it to four people. His final choice will be an African-American woman, which will be announced later this month. The Senate has passed a bill barring forced arbitration in workplace sexual harassment cases. The measure passed on a bipartisan voice vote. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You betcha. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot at Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com/Captain is the website they gave me. That's ReliefFactor.com/Captain. Now, the reason they did that is because they have more things over there on the website than what they do if you go to the normal generic website that people will send you to. And I've got all their products over there because that's the way they wanted to do it. So you can try the 3-week quick start. That's what gets it all going, the 3-week quick start, and see what it'll do for you. Now, the natural ingredients that are in it makes it 100% drug-free to take. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. Now, the ingredients in there help to do three things for me. Number one, reduce the inflammation in my left ankle, leg, and foot. Number two, reduce the swelling. And number three, go straight to the source of the pain that I've got, and it eliminates it. And I do mean eliminates. It's gone. Now, once in a while, I have to take an extra packet, but if I do, that's no big deal. It works. That's why I take it. And I wouldn't be telling you about it if it didn't work. So go over to the website, ReliefFactor.com/Captain, ReliefFactor.com/Captain. Take advantage of all the different things you'll find over there on their website. And the 1995 3-week quick start on Relief Factor will get you going. All right, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com website is back with us. Good morning, Frank, and thanks for sticking aboard.
Anytime and always, sir.
Now, we've got to talk about the situation in Ukraine. We know that Joe Biden this week confuse things again. He first said, well, of course we're going to get our people out of Ukraine if we have to, blah, 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 and all that stuff. And then 2 days later it was, well, no, we're not going to go into Ukraine, but we will be in Poland. And they will be able to come, and we will help them in Poland get back to the United States or put them up or whatever. Well, okay, fine. I wish he'd make up his mind, but then again, I think with his problem he's got, he can't make up his mind.
Well, he said that the best thing to do if you're an American in Ukraine is make sure that you've got your own routes out of the country.
Yep.
Because the Biden White House could decide that it's cartoon and oatmeal time, and then we're going to take a nap and we'll get back to you afterwards.
Yep.
You know, this is, you saw how they dealt with an evacuation in Afghanistan. And
did
they?
I
just don't know how to do it, and they are not prepared. So if you are in Ukraine, or you've got loved ones in Ukraine who are American citizens, they may want to be DDing right now.
Yeah.
That said, I'm still not completely convinced that this isn't a show of intellectual chess on Putin's part.
Okay.
I see all the maneuvers. I see the blockade, the naval blockades.
Yep.
He could have gone in at any time and squashed it.
Yep.
I mean, there's going to be no repercussions from NATO, and there's going to be no repercussions from the United States. So why hasn't he? Well, he's got the Biden team talking to him again, and every time they come with another package of, hey, please don't invade Ukraine, Putin says not good enough, and Biden goes back with more.
Yeah.
So being the shrewd player that Putin is, there's a good chance that this is a lot of, let's see how much we can give the United States to give us.
Mm.
And then when you look at the fact that Putin and Xi from China have been very chummy lately, this may be a redirect on Putin's part over towards Ukraine so that China can do what it needs to do in its homeland, getting ready to go into Taiwan.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
so I've got to sit back and watch this a little bit more, because I'm not completely convinced that Putin's going to roll into Ukraine.
No, and I've thought for the longest time that this may be a diversion for what is going to take place in Taiwan.
Yeah, you know, and if it's not 100% Taiwan, it's a play for a gift package from a Biden administration who, on the world stage, keeps showing people he's just going to capitulate.
Yeah.
You know, look what he did with Iran. Please negotiate with us. Well, okay, give us more money. Absolutely. We'll unfreeze this too. How much more do you want? Mullahs, let's just put the package together that you want.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the worst set of negotiators that have ever been assembled for the United States, even more so than the Obama administration.
And it's not just Kerry.
No, it's not. It's the whole set. Wink and blink and a nod, you know, is horrible. I know they tried to sell him as a career diplomat. He's a great choice. He's a career diplomat. Well, if that's the case, then this is why our American diplomacy is in the situation it
is.
Correct. You know, this is, we should be dealing from a position of strength. We're dealing now from a position of extreme weakness. The Chinese have already told us we don't consider you a superpower anymore. And Putin right now, at the negotiating table, has got his arms folded saying, not good enough, give me more. And Biden goes back into the prize closet to see what he can get behind door number four.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they are going to push the Biden administration for everything they can get out of them, and then they'll take what they want.
Now,
that's why I say if you've got Americans in the Ukraine, they got to find their own way out and secure those lines of travel quickly.
Yeah, they need to be gone as of now. Now let's talk about the Hollywood elitists and what they're doing around the country. There is very methodically right now, this isn't something that hasn't been done before, but they started perhaps a little bit earlier. They are just literally by the truckload funneling money out of Hollywood to a lot of these races around the country.
Yeah, they did it during the special election in Georgia, and we saw what happened there. They tipped the scales. I am, you know, Campaign finance reform is a buzzword that goes around every so often, and people talk about the dangers of limiting organizations and limiting people from giving money to politicians. Well, you know, there's more corruption that comes out of that than not. Dark money was a result of the last ruling that we had. And now you've got people like Rob Reiner and Steven Spielberg and this Ruffalo dude and all of these Hollywood glitterati deciding that they're going to dump big money into key Senate races for national interest rather than what's happening in those states. They don't live in Georgia.
No.
Yet they're giving giant amounts of money. They're giving the limit. I believe it's $2,900 for a primary,
right,
to Warnock, who won the special election, just like they did before. It illustrates a false popularity because of the money that these people get to spend on ads and everything else. It's outside money influencing elections that have nothing to do with where these people come from.
Mm-hmm.
The people of Georgia should be incensed with rage that Californians think they can come in there and dump a bunch of money and skew their election because the glitterati want it to be one way. Why are their voices that much more important than the people who live in rural Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
Why should the glitterati in Hollywood have anything to say about any race in the state of Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you want campaign finance reform? Let's make the money that goes to a politician's campaign have to come from the people that actually vote for them.
Not a bad idea. They live in the state.
You know, yeah, it's not good. You know, hey, Rob Reiner wants to pay $10 million to run commercials with Meathead Says in Georgia, lobbying the Georgia people. That's one thing. But giving money to a candidate in Georgia to say, see how popular I am and I've got the best message because Hollywood likes me, who cares? Who cares? If you're in Georgia, do you really want to be run by Hollywood? You know, so let's get outside money out of the races.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's just get them out of the races. These are just because the U.S. Senate codifies law for the nation doesn't mean California has an interest in Georgia's race.
Mm-hmm.
And if we would have not had the 17th Amendment with the direct election of senators, none of this would have been able to take place at the senatorial level because the state legislatures would be in control of who the senators are, and those senators would be looking out for the states of Georgia. Now you've got Warnock in Georgia taking money from Hollywood, and now he's beholden to them for their vote and not the people of Georgia.
Okay, here comes the music, and number two, say good morning to George the Godfather. He just chimed in.
Mr. George, good morning.
All right, and I will talk to you on Monday, and we'll see what happens over the weekend.
Stay low, my friend.
All righty, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. UndergroundUSA.com. Go over there, check out all the great information that he has, and I'll be right back with Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. This year I can get you back $148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, is with us, and it's Super Bowl weekend, Mr. H.
Captain Matt Bruce, good morning, America. Appreciate you having me come on. Very interesting Super Bowl. I could see it going both ways, Captain. I could see the Bengals keeping it close, but then I also could see the Rams putting it on them because of the explosiveness of their passing game. They got Matthew Stafford from Detroit, and he's living up to the bargain. And they got Odell Beckham from the Browns and Cooper Kupp. To me, realistically, Captain was the most valuable player of the year. Speaking of that, Aaron Rodgers was given the fourth MVP award. The guy had a great season, no question about it. Close to 70%. You know, passer completions over 4,000 yards, great, led him to 13 wins. I just don't know how you judge it, Captain. You know, he has the ball in his hand half the time of the game. I get it. But if the Rams don't have Cooper Kupp, I don't think they're in the Super Bowl. So it's very interesting. You know, it's always going to the quarterback instead of the player that's most valuable to that team or the most valuable of the year for his team. It's so very debatable. How do you think it should be judged, Pat?
Well, I don't like the idea of having multiple MVPs. I think it should have something to do with you win it one year, you're ineligible the next year, and you give somebody else a chance to do it. That's kind of what I've thought for a long time.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting concept. Yeah, I was thinking of that because he's got back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
Only a few people have done that by far, Manning and recently. You know, the NFL class, Coach Dick Vermeil is going into the Hall of Fame. If people watch the movie, you know, Broken with Kurt Warner and him being the head coach. They're a very emotional guy, originally UCLA head football coach. They went to the Philadelphia Eagles. So I wish him well. Tony Boselli, great tackle of the Jacksonville Jaguars, finally gets in. Sam Mills finally gets in. These guys will get out 15, 20 years waiting to get in, and they finally did. So I'm happy for him. And Cliff Branch, he was one heck of a wide receiver. He finally gets in, so I'm happy about that. I think they did it right this year, Cap, in the Hall of Fame balloting. So I'm excited about that.
Well, we'll know when we see the reaction to the fans when they're there.
Well, there you go, exactly. And I'm hoping, you know, we get some more players that are deserving that didn't play on the best of teams, but they were extraordinary in their ability, to say the least.
Now, I heard... go ahead.
No.
I heard somebody say something last night about Major League Baseball, and I'm not sure if it was an owner or what it was. I just caught the tail end of it. He said he believes there will be a season, but the season is going to start late, which means there may be fewer games.
Yeah. I tell you, Captain, it baffles me. We have billionaires fighting with millionaires. We really need to work these things out. You know, we obviously have more important things going on in this world than, baseball and football. Look at what's happening with our truckers out there. You know, that's things we got to focus on. You want to complain or gripe about something, let's start, you know, treating people that do everyday jobs as well as we do famous people. That would be the best way to put that. But let's see what happens. I want to do a shout-out to our women's hockey. They beat the Czech Republic, Captain. I know a lot of people are following the Olympics, and I understand why, but I do want to support the ladies, just like, the military. You might not agree with what goes on in the world, but always support our men and women of the military. So that's kind of how I look at this Olympics this year. Sean White, also a great career as an Olympian. This will be his last time being in the Olympics. Really brought a lot of excitement to the snowboarding game. So, give a shout out for him, too. Who are you pulling for, Captain? Anybody between Cincinnati and the Rams?
I would love to see Cincinnati win it.
Yeah. I'd like to see them do it, too. I just to have a different team. The L.A. Rams have never won it, but the St. Louis Rams did. A.K.A. Dick Vermeil and Kurt Warner, as we spoke about a minute ago.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. Just give this kid Joe Burrow a chance. But if the Rams win, I'll be happy for them also because they've had a great year. And I like what Sean McVay, the head coach, has done over there. I like Coach Taylor for the Bengals also. So two fine organizations that I'm really hoping for and pulling for to do well. So it should be an exciting one. I'm really curious to how many people are going to turn in to the halftime show and how many are going to turn off. That will be an interesting season.
Well, you know, we just had a big to-do about Snoop Dogg, who has had an allegation levied against him from 2013, and I'm not sure where that's going to go. I guess he's still going to be in the show, but the police are looking at that very strongly right now.
Yeah, 8-9 years ago? Okay.
Yeah.
Depending on what it is, Captain, I'm kind of getting tired of all these things coming back 10, 20 years later. You know, it just doesn't look good to me. It looks like a funny business, but it was something major, and that I understand.
Well, it's a sexual charge, and it's a young lady that accused him of something, and as I said, the police are looking at it.
Okay, so, yeah. No, that's a bad one. I don't know why it didn't come out sooner than 9 years. It would be the only question mark there. But, there's no tolerance for that in our world anymore. Wake up. Stop it. But, hopefully, it's all figured out and solved properly and to everybody's satisfaction. That's all we can hope for in that situation, Captain.
Okay, well, we gotta let you go, and I will talk to you on Monday, but I will see you on Sunday.
Yes, sir. See you Sunday. Thank you, Captain. God bless.
All right, that's Patrick Hyland, everybody, of the Sports Zone Insurance Quarterback, Patrick Hyland. Now, this final segment of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down there in Sarasota. Remember, all their shades, their blinds, their shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas steel or two. And unlike the big box stores, they will give you installation. They'll also do on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store or give her a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And set up an appointment for service. All right. 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Ocasio-Cortez, you're a bartender making $10,000, $20,000 a year. You don't like capitalism. Why don't you tell all the players at the Super Bowl that they're king of out there, they're making $100 million in a contract that you don't like, loser. Okay, you're a disgrace. Okay, let me say something. You're finally calling out Mitch McConnell and the fake Republican. Where you been? Where you been? That's the problem with you, Don. When you were 45, I'm you when you were 45. When you were 45, you were kicking ass and taking names and firing everybody. Okay? I told you when you walked in the White House the first day, I would have known that you were surrounded by a bunch of Judases, and I would have called them out as such. Hey, Pazansky, your boss, Joe Biden, sucks, okay? Why are we buying oil from everybody else when we have our own oil here in the United States? You're a disaster. Your policies are a disaster, Joe, and you've got one thing to your credit. You're worse than Barack Obama. Stand up for our country. Let's get to work, please.
All right. Thank you very much. And that means the music's coming up. Means we got to dash on out of here. Don't forget, for those of you that'll be in Sarasota tomorrow, I'll be at the gun show at the Robarts Arena there at the county fairgrounds from 9 to about 1 or 2. And then I'm going to go over to Mixon's Groveside Cafe after that for an event over there. God bless America. See you then.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.